Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. I will akrev posek v'notlo and take it. The fish akrev mesukan ma'akot yoisir menachosh, because a scorpion is more dangerous to sting somebody than a snake is to bite him. Is the mishenachosh muchan lishoch than a snake is to bite somebody. Ein me'idin alav loymer le'ishto, to say to a person meis balech that her husband died, latir le'nasei, in order to allow her to remarry. Why? Because ba'almish ein ha'arayos ra'evim. Sometimes the lions are not hungry, ve'ein oichem l'son, they won't eat him. The choshem akrovim, oza, whether the pit is full of snakes or scorpions, it does not need to need both. Still, me'idin alav shemes, you testify that he has died. Al-mu'ud ha'nachash lishuch. So you see that the snake will automatically bite. Agav itzitza, kishenacha alayhim, he fell on him, the dachkum, and pushed him, hezikuhu, so then they got angry and bit him. Shartam, shalom nagach adam, that never gored somebody. Mu'ud, shenagach gimel pamim, the ox gored three times. B'dekula sal, a basket, shetolabal tevin b'roshay, v'oicha, that you tie, you hang from its neck, and it eats from it. V'shadi dagat lav dafka, doesn't really mean you have to pull away the steps. Elo klaimer, rather, it means to say, hizermen menu harbe, be very careful from it. B'yom nisan, mitok she'ovr yimei hastov, since it's past the fall and winter, she'aretz yivesha, that the land was dry, and now it sees it's full of grass. Zochadaito alov, it gets like very arrogant and high-minded, and it gets a yitzhar, and therefore can be dangerous. Arud min hanachash v'hatzav bo, it comes from a mating of a snake and a, what we normally refer to as a frog or a tortoise. Shinizkakim zemzeh, that they mate, v'yitzim mishneim arud, and an arud comes out of them. And earlier Rashi actually explained the arud as a chamar bar, a wild donkey. Es choroi, shu yoitzim hashem, that comes out of. Umeis arud mutzasi v'hag army, I saw, Rashi explains that he saw in the Sefer Hilchos Gedolos, army marova that they said in Eretz Yisrael, which indeed this is Yerushalmi, sheha arud no shechaz ha'odom, when an arud will bite somebody, im harud koidim l'mayim, if the arud reaches water first, then meis ha'odom, the person will die, im ha'odom koidim l'mayim, if the human reaches the water first, then meis ha'arud, then the arud dies. V'nas nes to Rabbi Chanina, and a miracle happened to Rabbi Chanina, v'nivka mayim mitachas ekevo, and a spring opened up underneath his heel. Masnisim, the Mishnah, maskirin gevuris kasham, mashav ha'ruach, that's mashav ha'ruach. She'enu loshen bakash. It's not a request. A loshen has kara v'shach. It's just remembering the rain and wind and praising Hashem. V'shayalin. That's v'sein talamater, which is loshen bakash, which is a request. Vavdolonus v'chayin hadas. V'mosei Shabbos. The Mosei Shabbos atachanantano. The what we say atachanantano. Gemara. V'toch shehi chachmo. A chacham yodei lahavdil bein kodesh lachol. A wise person knows how to differentiate between something which is kodesh lachol ubein tamei l'tahar, something which is tamei and tahar. Bein shtei oisius, bein shtei hazkaros. Does mean two letters. It means two names of Hashem. The milsei miha gedoy lahi. The makom shetzrich in the common place where he needs revenge. Davar gadol is indeed a great thing. Shtei nekamos halal lama achas l'ra lehinakim min ha'akum, to take revenge on the goyim shelo kiblos atar, they did not accept the Torah. Ba'achas l'toivu, kemino b'bukamo, so we say b'bukamo, miparin hofia, the hifker m'moinen l'Yisrael, that it was made hefker, the non-Jewish money, to the Jews. Shor shel Yisrael, shenagach shor shel akum is pater. That means with regard to, if a Jewish ox gores the ox of a non-Jew, then he is exempt from paying. Hofia is gila, revealed, the hifker, and made hefker, ownerless, kishelo kibul asatar, since they did not accept the Torah. Hashiru, liknos zayin, they got money that they could afford to buy wine. Kavul al hakais, v'az nishtachachat takalas Ezra, and then they forgot what Ezra exactly established. Kishachazru behe anu, kavul betvila, when they went back and became poor again, they went back to having, to saying Havdalah in davening. V'nechlikul hechi amruhu, and now there was a machlekes, what exactly they should be doing to where and when they should be saying it in davening. b'tchilu kishalom in the Golo, when they came back from Golos Bavel, there's a Yisrael v'hayu dechukim, and they were very poor. Kiddushes, it's kiddush hayam. It's saying kiddush. B'nei shiyachol mashma im yirtza shelo lachzer l'sval. If he wants to not go back and repeat davening, im omer b'tchilu. But if he said it in davening, then ain tzarich l'omer l'kois, and does not need to say havdala on the kois. Va'ana shemis ani shemati. I heard kois l'reish. That is l'tchilu l'kois. Whether for davening, by davening or on the kois, whether he said havdala in davening or on the kois. Lama gimel amid beis hilchos amai hamavdal b'tfila tzarich sheyava ala kois. Olo, person who said havdala in davening, does he have to go back and say it on the kois or not? Toiv she yom biyom tov shechol yos achar Shabbos she'im misfal atochini, that you do not daven and say atochini because it's a yom tov davening. Hachik arsinan. First Rashi tells us exactly the girsa he holds, and then he explains it. Halacha mechal do pligi velo pligi. V'ha pligi rabbanon, emor de pligi rabbanon b'shari mos hashana b'yom tov shecholios achar Shabbos mi pligi. V'ha pligi Rabbi Akiva. Now, ato kol hashana mi avdin k'Rabbi Akiva the hashta nevid. V'hachi parach. This is what the Gemara asks. Amar li Rabbi Zeir halacha mechal de pligi. You're saying that the halacha is like one opinion that implies that they argued. Bitmi, that was a question. Uparach haGemara. The Gemara asks v'lo pligi. Did they not argue? V'ha pligi rabbanon, but the rabbanon did argue. V'ha pligi Rabbi Akiva. He holds you're supposed to say Havdalah as its own bracha as the fourth bracha. Therefore, you need to say the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar to exclude Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So we responded up to Kol Hashanah Kulam Yavdin Rabbi Akiva the Hashem Neved Kavase the Itzrach Neved will lead the Meimer Halacha Rabbi Elazar. Halacha, my Meimer Halacha, there's Shinan on Pirka that you will. One who says that it's the halacha, then you say so. Explicitly in the public drasha, my name is Matin. Midrashul Darshinam Berabim. You don't publicly say it. Abul Irui Marin Liyachad Vaslas Kribeli Ezer Biyom Tov Shecholios BeEchad BeShabbos. But if an individual were to ask you, then indeed you would tell him what the halacha is that to follow Rabbi Elazar's opinion when Yom Tov comes out on Yom Rishon on Sunday. My name is Nirin Arui Namilu Marinan. You do not tell an individual even that he's supposed to do that way. The of it, but if he did Lom Hadrinan Uvda, you do not tell him that he has to fix up what he did. Moedim Chachamun Rebbe Eliezer, they agreed to him, B'yom Tov Shecholios Achar Shabbos, when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, meaning on the Yom Rishon, on the Sunday. Nakat Rebbe Chia Bar Abba B'yodma, Shehu Medatek B'loshen Rabbo, because he is careful with his Rebbe's language, the Koveyabo Simonim, and he says for himself, Simonim that would tell him what it was, Shalei Yischalif Lo, that he shouldn't get confused, who said what? If it's nirin b'matin or b'moidim, that the word nirin he was confused with the word matin or the word moidim, kirachava shari medaktik b'lashon rabo, because he was very careful with exactly the language that's maybe used. V'ayim istiyoy kaful haya, that it was a double istiyoy. V'achol pishu b'lashon mishnah, even on the mishnah karu itzba, they called it an itzba, which is a small stone like bench, for example. B'psachim and b'psachim u'b'suka. Al gabeh it's the bahu. Who dictated b'loshim rabo? He was very medactic and careful to use his Rebbe's language. V'lo amr it's the bakful. He didn't say it was a double it's the bahayisa. Beish poistrin. There's those who explain hadu rechava mid amr Rebbe Yehuda that he said it was Rebbe Yehuda. The daik sfeik de revasai. He was very careful to say over from which rav it was said over. E mid Rebbe Yehuda. If it was from Rebbe Yehuda. Imid the Rav Yehuda, or if it was from Rav Yehuda. B'kashali b'gavatuva, and Rashi says I have a lot of questions on that. Chada the Rechava lo ra'a Rav Yehuda miyamov. Rechava never saw Rav Yehuda. Not lo Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda. Not Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, but lo Rav Yehuda nesi'a. The Megillion changes it from nesi'a to nasi. That it means Rav Yehuda nasi, who we call Rebbe. Rav Yehuda nesi'a was his grandson, also nasi, but it was Rebbe's grandson. All Amoraim are careful to say over a halacha from the person who said it. But a third question, then the Gemara wouldn't have said that he was very careful in the language of the shmaitz of the statement of the halacha. He was careful when we weren't sure who was the person who said it. Still, couple, it's the by Zuluf Nemezu. It was like the little stone benches, one inside of the other. Beheker, a golden around the circle, leishav shav to sit on them. Lo hai yedana, lo nirin, v'lo moedim, v'lo matim. I didn't know the language of saying that Nirim, or they said that they were Moidim, they agreed, or Matim, it appears to be that way. But Toydi'inu, the Tefillah of Toydi'inu, Leimar, the Mokom, Vetitin Lanu, to say in place of Vetitin Lanu, Kishagir, Men Kedusha Shabbos, and Kedusha Shantuf. And when he came to saying between, that Hashem was separating between the Kedusha of Shabbos and Kedusha Shantuf, Hibdaltu, you separated, Vikidash, Samachal Yisrobo, Kedusha Sechel, you sanctified Kai Yisrael and your nation with your Kedusha, Yemer, Vetitin Lanu, Hashem Elokeinu, Maidin Lasimcha, Mosai Makadish Yisrael, the Hazmanim. And that's how you would finish it. Masis in the Mishnah. Ha'oimer with Tfiloso in his davening, Al Kain Sibri Yigil Rachamecha, Anashim Shehoyu Marin Atzman, Kimis Chavonim Lahamik Voloshim Tachlunim, people who were trying to show as if they were having the proper kavanah, deep kavanah in the lashon of praise. Va'omrim, they say, Rachum v'chanun ata, you're describing Hashem that He has a mercy. The al kain sipur yigil rachamecha, and on the kain sipur your mercy should reach. Shemarta l'shalecha se'im, because you said to send away the mother before taking the eggs or the baby. O she'omer al tov she'ata oisalonu, or they say that the good that you did to us, yizkor shemecha, remember your name. O she'omer moidim moidim, or they say moidim moidim, they repeat moidim. Mishtakilu, so then you tell the person to be quiet. Gemara, shematal kinet loimer, because you're saying al elochos, on these things Hashem has mercy, v'lo al shavri yosef, but not the rest of His creations. Mitzvosef, that means mitzvosef, His commandments. Hulo l'rachmam also, He didn't do it for mercy. Elohatel al yisrael chukik zerosof, He was trying to force the Yidin, to tell the Yidin to do whatever Hashem said to do. L'hodiya shehem avadav, that shows that we are His servants. V'sharmim mitzvosof, and we keep His commandments, v'gzeros and His decrees, chukosof, even the one, things we don't understand. Af v'dvarm sheyesh, l'satan l'atan l'hesha, that's even things which the satan, the Tzahara, and the non-Jews have to make claims against us. To tell us, why do you need this mitzvah? Because we don't know the reasoning. That he would respond to what he did. That he said, that he doesn't show favoritism, doesn't take bribes in Sefer Devar. When Ezra himself used his lashonos when he was davening about the sins of the people in Sefer Ezra. Hakol b'dei shemayim, kol haba al ha'adam, anything that happens to a person, b'dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the hands of Hashem, because going aruch katzer, if he's tall or short, ani usher, poor or rich, chachum m'shaita, wiser or foolish, lavan ashachar, if he's more white complected or dark, hakol b'dei shemayim, everything's from Hashem. Avot tzadik v'rasha, but to be righteous or wicked, ain't about al b'dei shemayim, doesn't come from Hashem. Ezu Masur B'yodol Sha'adam, this was handed over to people. Masur L'fan of Shnei Drachim, we have two paths to take. V'hu Yivchar Lo Yir Shemayim, we should be choosing to one of fear of heaven. Milsa V'tani Lo, Kol Teva V'teva Chayzer V'shayna. If he's saying each word and repeating it, then it's Meguna Havi. It's just an improper way of doing it. It's disgusting. Shtuki Lo Mishtakina Lo, you don't have to tell him to be quiet. She'in Zadayma Lo Mekabal of Shnei Malchus, because it's not comparable to a person accepting upon himself a chas v'shalom as if there's two Hashems accept their malchus on it. It's just like making fun. Amar pasuk shalom, if he says the whole pasuk, v'tani lehem repeats it, then mishtakten lehem, you tell him to be quiet, the mechzik ishtei reshu'ah, so it looks like he is the chas v'shalom as if there is two Hashems that he has to accept their yoke on him.